Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Log Talk Radio.
Me and 50 Cent, you know he's smashed.
So I don't think it's right.
Because if we were to spill everybody's mind out onto the floor, we would be very offended by some of our closest friends, you know, family members. You know what I mean? And I don't think, I think his views are corrupted. I do think that. And I think what he said was a little bit offensive. But to punish him like they were punishing him and to put him on this, like, I mean, put him on this hateful pedestal, like he just hates all black people.
I'm just like this. When are guys going to learn that if you're in a position of authority or if you are just some dude at the, that lives in the trap, shot with these sirens. These side bitches will ruin your life. That's what they're supposed to do. It's in their application. Paragraph 3, initial year, you must ruin this motherfucker's life.
Do you think it's cool, though, that because, you know, they banned him from all of the Clippers organizations, anything that has to do with the Clippers. They're going to force him to sell the team, which I knew was going to happen, and they're suing him $2.5 million.
Yes.
You know, he was born, like, he was Jewish when he was born, and he adopted the name Sterling.
Oh, no, I know.
Do you agree with the punishment?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
That was when he was born.
I don't think that.
Well, okay, Sterling is a lot less Jewish than what it used to be.
Talk away.
I don't think that them banning him from the game, who's going to, like, here, anyway, so everybody keeps making the point about, like, that he's banned for life. He's, like, 86.
So he's banned for 5 years. So throwing that,
another new. You know, like, it just, I think that this is just another example, like, what was old boy that college coach that Melissa?
Oh yeah, Penn State.
And then he died.
He died.
But here's the thing: like, you've got to think about your legacy.
It wasn't the coach who died that molested.
It wasn't.
He supposedly covered it up.
Oh, okay.
Joe Paterno, rest in peace.
And they fired him, and
he covered it up, and then he basically died.
But still, what I'm saying is, like, you have to think about your legacy and think about your name. And, like, that's going to be his legacy now. He might have done a lot of really great. Clearly, he owns a basketball team, the NBA team. He's done well for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Or he got a big inheritance.
No, he was a divorce and personal injury attorney. His biggest venture was in real estate. He began with a 26-unit apartment in Beverly Hills before Beverly Hills was Beverly Hills. And Jerry Buss, the owner of the Lakers, sold him basically hooked him up with some property to increase it. And then he encouraged him to buy the Clippers, which were in San Diego.
Yeah.
And then he brought them illegally. He didn't tell anybody. He said, oh, I'm moving into Staples Arena, Staples Center or whatever. And the NBA fined him $100 million, took it to court, they signed him $6 million. He's been there ever since, never attempted to improve the team.
Yeah, they've been terrible for a long time.
They've been terrible forever.
Until
they've been in the playoffs recently, like the last 3 years and maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So he was completely the non-aggressor of business.
I agree that his views are corrupted and maybe he should be fined and whatever and banned from the game. But to me, this is way bigger. This is too big. It's too many people talking about it. You know what I mean? It's I understand it.
Those numerous people been talking about Paula Danger in the N-word.
Well, that's what I kind of
there's nothing else going on in the news. They finally gave up on Malaysian Flight
370. Because come on, is this really an issue? Did we not know? Yeah, is it a surprise? Did we not know?
It's on the level of reality TV for news.
Yeah, it's important.
No one is ever going to talk to thinks this. Who cares what he thinks?
Yeah.
And I told Tom the other day, like, the fact of the matter is, he's the last of a dying breed, with the exception of the Klan and the skinhead crazy, like, really, that are racist and stupid and ignorant. So let these people die off, and let's continue on with business. Because nobody that, you know what I mean, like...
And isn't it against the law, like, to record someone without letting them know?
Where do you guys think, what generation do you guys think, like, and thinking about your parents and people that you know in the age, what generation right now would you say is the new generation of the way that kind of, I guess, ushered in the ideas of racism is just ridiculous? You think it's ours? So you say 30s?
Yeah, 70s.
So people in their 30s? I think 40s. I think 40s.
60s maybe, yeah.
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 Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think they were the ones who started to change it. I mean, because the 80s, if you were a kid in the 80s, I think that had a lot to do with, you know, everybody was middle class, dealing with Reagan and...
This is not as big a topic as Justin Bieber not being allowed to move into the USA, which he is.
Justin Bieber doesn't just want to live in America. He wants to live in the greatest city in America.
My neighbor's like,
My neighbor's like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and trick or treat.
buy this lifetime supply of toothpaste. Never. You got any sugar? No, but what I do have is a Q-tip.
I don't have any sugar. I have a 50-pound bag of sugar. For the rest of my life.
When you
truck it in a hand truck.
I really don't like buying snacks because I hate snacks. Because when you buy snacks, my thing is to eat them quickly so they're not there, so I don't have to eat them later.
Is that because you're selfish or are you hungry?
Well, no, because I'm hungry.
I'm greedy.
You know, you got to understand, like, I was bigger, so I still got a big mind frame. I got a high food for myself. I lock food up when
I under the influence. And then I just find it randomly.
I heard that if you just allot yourself like cash for the week, let's just say you do $50 for the week and don't even leave your card at home.
Yeah.
You're more likely to save money as opposed to
I have to put myself on an allowance.
I did that.
Because I've been very silly.
For 1 week.
Like I need cereal. Peanut butter. I like some peanut butter with some cereal.
I went to Walmart
to spend.
Yeah,
I went to Walmart last night to spend $20, and I spent $69.
Walmart is the worst because you can go in there to get something specific, and then you're like, oh, I need a garden hose.
Yeah. Walmart's going to have batteries on sale.
Well, I can get some dumbbells on here.
Oh.
I've been meaning to do yoga. Let me just go and grab this yoga mat.
Oh my God.
Frozen fruit over here.
Did they put ketchup in the front?
Excuse me, look at me. Where are your shoes located?
That's the cereal.
That's great, because that's where I was headed.
Actually, shoes in Walmart are located very securely next to electronics.
Electronics, yeah.
So you're like, oh, man, I definitely need these steel-toed work shoes and a PlayStation.
And wait a minute. Let me go get a nice bottle of wine right before I go check out the shotgun.
On my way to the shotgun, is this a barrel of old movies for $3? Oh, I'm going serving in that.
Wait a minute. Is this movie candy from 20 years ago?
Who has got that number that can
bump it? What is a clearance off for houseware? I've been needing to get some more covers for my
clothes. And maybe I should grab a pack of condoms because later I was thinking about making some water balloons.
Oh, you know what? My knees need crayons.
No need to worry about water balloons because they sell 5,000 of them with a pump over there where you can pour the water in them.
Let me put this back where it doesn't belong. It's been grab you furry slippers.
Yeah, let me put it in. Oh, I'll put this wheel down next to the tire. Don't find it.
Wait, jump the cable.
And this is how we shop it, Walt.
But wait, because there are Swisher Sweets to be bought in there.
Oh, yeah, you can buy cigarettes.
You can buy? Mm-hmm.
Can buy?
Yeah.
Walmart.
You got some Walmarts that sell alcohol.
There ain't shit you can't get in Walmart.
No.
You can buy some Alina Orphan.
Oh, but wait, didn't you have a flat the other day?
Yeah.
Well, let's just go to the back and we can get you a brand new tire.
And you're always thinking,
we need a brand new tire for $5.
Why do
we have a warranty? It goes.
And while you wait on your brand new tire to be put on, come check out the treadmill. We can get a, or maybe you can purchase you a bike.
It depends what
Walmart is. I always want a bike. Every time I go on Walmart, I'm like, man, that's a cool bike. I really wish I could get a bike, and then I never get a bike.
I see people riding them and putting down in Clayton County.
Yeah, you gotta throw a ball around in Walmart too if you go to the toy department. There's some certain things you gotta do when you go to the toy department.
How often do you go to Walmart and hit up like every corner? Probably every time.
Every time.
Yeah, every time.
Because to the far right is the other ring guy.
Lotion.
Lotion for the black people.
Brush pads, makeup.
Condoms.
Oh, eyelashes.
Fiber. And your medicine.
medicine and a pharmacy.
And a pharmacy.
Oh, no, what kind of medicine? What kind of medicine?
Right.
Well, sometimes I get. Well, no.
I'm like, yeah.
No, sometimes I get.
You're
you know, you
your valve friend. I'm like, oh, me.
Yeah, but you know, you can get over the counter. What?
Under the counter.
So you guys go on.
Pharmacy is like the bank. Like the pharmacy is just like the bank because you know that the person behind the counter knows exactly why you're there.
I like when I see a family go there and they all go there with specific purposes in mind. Specific purposes.
No, I mean,
like they go get their hair done.
Oh yeah. We didn't even mention the haircut. And they
getting contact lenses, that's where I got my own
or a new cell phone.
Or a new cell phone, or you can go to the bank. Just make sure how much money you have on that invisible card that you never see.
Wait.
Just stop right off and shake.
Well, wait. If you're really, really broke, you can save change for about 2 weeks and go straight to the Walmart and dump it in the thing right at the customer service. And then you're not broke again.
Next week, the president of Coinstar, Mr. Blah Blah, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to name drop.
No, but,
contact glasses.
This is like a whole long commercial for Walmart right now.
I know.
Walmart, you can step back.
Oh, no, but you were saying how often do you hit the four corners? And in my mind, okay, so I go through HBA, which is Health and Beauty Aid, in case you don't know.
I never knew that.
Yeah, and then... You know, because I know it because when I was like 17, I think I worked at Walmart.
What?
Man, it was the funnest job ever. Do you know how fast I was a kid back to school on the bus? Right now, for Xavier and Miles' show.
What's up?
Bye, man.
With?
Oh, fine.
how do y'all feel about drive-in?
What do you mean?
Going to see a movie at a drive-in.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. I'm anti-drive-in. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I don't like being in a car. It's too small for me.
We have this conversation, Tom. You can get lawn chairs and sit outside. You can sit out. You can smoke weed, which you don't care about, but I do. And you can drink alcohol.
Check it.
And for cheap.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Get everywhere.
I don't know you guys skeet. That's just my preference. You can skeet the right movie there.
Yeah, but the right movie has AC. And if you go at the right time, you don't have to deal with any shenanigans.
Hey, have you ever heard somebody, like, having sex in the movie theater that you were in?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to turn around, but I kind of want to.
I was turning around before.
I didn't want to turn around.
I know. I've never.
I did.
Have y'all ever gotten to, like, a hot and heavy makeup session in the movie?
No.
I have. Listen to this story. Listen to this story, because the name of the movie is what makes this story completely hilarious.
Hello?
Me? No. It was called Move the Guy in 10 Days.
No, it was
my ex-boyfriend that I was with for 6 years, and we went to see this movie, and then we started making out, and then we were like, we left 15 minutes into the movie. So we were like, this is pointless. We missed half the movie, and we just want to go have sex. The name of that movie was The Bone Collector.
Put it on tomorrow morning then.
Did you buy a home?
Did you get your money back?
No.
What are you going to say? I'm sorry. We don't want to see this. We want to go fuck.
More morning.
Yeah. We just need to go
well.
Or we can have sex in the bathroom and then go back on the movie.
Yeah, you could do that.
Hey, could you change this to the next show?
Right, back. Hey, pause
this real quick.
Speaking of movies, what's coming out?
Spider-Man!
I'm going to admit the first movie theater where you can rewind.
Nobody
will. Movies are going to take 10 hours to watch. Movies are going to be paused and rewinding.
Yeah. Or 4D, with like some like jets on the side of the chairs and speakers.
You're excited. It's like too hot.
Water. And smell. And heat for like fire. Like if something explodes.
Oh, here we go. It's called Disney World.
Oh. No, but I always thought that would be cool too. To do not necessarily fire. Real fire.
No, but
I think smells would be a cool one. Like,
yeah.
Say you're watching something there in a rainforest. And
yeah.
Like you can kind of just smell.
We'll go clean that shit up.
Not rain,
no,
smell.
You still gotta come from somewhere.
It'll be a mist.
Okay, it still comes from somewhere.
It would evaporate. It's like a fart.
Any other time I'd be like, no, that's not too bad. Well,
it's gas. Yeah.
It comes from a liquid.
No, the gas. It's 24.
Who wants it?
Farts come from a liquid.
Grand Day came out. I don't know if that's new
anymore. Yeah, I thought. They keep showing previews for like it's about to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
the it's been about
to come out.
Oh, yeah.
A couple weeks. And Godzilla and Spider-Man. And there was another one.
Mm-hmm. Neighbors is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Neighbors is going to be funny as shit.
Yeah.
That's broken.
I don't know if it's going to be that funny. It looks like Old School maybe
had
a sequel.
I love Old School. Old School, yeah. I would love for them to come out with a sequel to Old School. I'm going to say that for 2 days.
I don't know about that. We talked about that, too. Not you and I.
End of May is new X-Men.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
But they have Sentinels. So I think
that's kind of cool. Yeah. Oh, I love the concept of the new X-Men. That's about to change. Did they do that as a cartoon? I don't even think they did that as a cartoon.
Yeah, they did. They did? Well, not the whole storyline, but just the Sentinel. Because what? I don't know. We'll talk about that next show.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else?
I don't know.
Reggie, I love your socks.
Do you know what they say?
Ratchet.
Swag.
Yeah.
You know what's
even funnier? My mom bought these for me.
I'm gonna call your daughter right now.
These
swag socks
are dope.
I would definitely wear those at the gym.
I
was so mad last night the Patriots lost, man. I went straight to the gym. Straight to the freaking gym. I was like, I was gonna go to sleep, and as soon as that, but I was happy the way they came back though. I'm not even gonna front. But I was like, oh, I took some pre workout. You ever take a pre workout?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
answer. I don't care how sleepy you are.
What are you talking about?
Like, pre workout is like an energy.
Yeah.
You smash steroids. I almost agree. I was like, wait a minute, no.
Yeah,
like,
did you see anybody see Caleb's selfie that he took today? Yeah, he was all like extra flexing and stuff.
What is that, though?
Been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.